Study day, the Torah, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Kanofsky.
Still in the middle of Yom Noroim de Kamod. I'd like to start off the whole concept, the whole idea of Torah Way, the organizers of Torah Way, Bikram Nachum David, in Avinu Malkeinu, we say Avinu Malkeinu Kosveinu B'Sefer Zechuyos. We ask the Rabbeinu Shleilam that we should be inscribed in the Sefer Zechuyos. So the question is very simple. Have we got mitzvahs? We're there. We've got zchusim. Haven't we got mitzvahs? What are we asking for? Kaseinu v'Sefer Zechuyos. What's the pshat? So there's a vort from Daniel Mikelm. Took over the Kelm Tamate after Rabbi Simcha Zissel. He said a vort hazei. The Be'emes is a gewaltige inyan to be a mezakeh harabim. Megalkin z'chus al dei zakeh, a gewaltige inyan to be mezakeh harabim. Everyone would like to be one of those that are mezakeh harabim, but not everyone is zeicher to that. So he says the Rebbein Shem has got a special book of those that he uses when he wants to be mezakeh harabim, that they should be megalkin z'chus al dei zakeh. Chazal tell us gewaltige zachen, some of mezakeh harabim. So we're asking, Kosveinu v'Sefer Zechuyos, we should be written in that book of one of those when the Rabbein Shem chooses someone to be a Mezakeh Sarabim of Deim Shteten in Chetval Yodai, and he's got the Schusim of everything that's, which is activated through his Zikir Arabim, that we should be one of those. It's Kosveinu v'Sefer Zechuyos, we should be written into that book, that the Rabbein Shem's got a special book where he could, of people that he wants to, when he needs to use to be Mezakeh Sarabim. I think everyone will agree that Menachem David is one of those who said, Gewaltige Mezakeh Harabim, the whole idea. It's not just 365 days, Shabbos not, but in all Zmanim, in all Matzovim, lockdown, any other times, to organize that there should be a Torah way, that start the day the Torah way, is a Gewaltige Zikris Harabim, people that are here, people that are listening in, now, people that are listening later on during the day, Zagvaltik Zikir Rabim should always be Zaycha to be one of those that's Mazakis Arabim. I was thinking last night, was darf man heiten sorgen? So I thought of an idea. There's a gewaltige Tfille that we say every day in Yontif. And I'd like to discuss that Tfille. I'd like to go through that Tfille. Atu b'chaton mikol ha'amim. A gewaltige tefillah. The structure of Shmoneh Esrei is that on Yom Tov, the seven brochas, the first three brochas are Shevach, like always in Shmoneh Esrei. The last three is Ritzei, Moedim, and Sholem. And the middle broch is called Kedushas Hayoyim. Shachas and Musaf of Shachas and Musaf of Yom Tov. Musaf Chol HaMoed, and the opening paragraph of the Broch of Kedushas Hayoyim is a Broch of Atav Chatonu. And in Atav Chatonu there are seven phrases, and I'd like to discuss B'kitzer the Eimek, part of the Eimek of the Tefillah of Atav Chatonu. We start off Atav Chatonu Kol Amim. You chose us with Amanivcha. What does it mean with Amanivcha? So there's a Meidika Taich for Chaya Odom. The Chaya Odom, Weiss had a Perish on Tefillah. And the Chaya Odom in his safe, in his classical safe, the Chaya Odom, when he comes to Aleinu, first of all he says, the Aleinu is a Meidika Tefillah, Kadmonim, Zohar Arichas, I once picked up a whole sheet of all different Marim, Mekoyim, that are about the Cheshivas from Tefillah from Aleinu. So Chai Odom says, Herachti bedrushim sheli, heyoist alanis, the aleinu's a gewaltige tefillah, chamarek ven bedrushim sheli, was pshatn aleinu. And he explains the first four phrases of aleinu. Aleinu l'shabel adoin hakoel, it's a chiyuv on us, klal yisol, to praise the Rabbein Shalem. Adoin hakoel, four things. Shle oson and geir otzis, bli somon and kemishchweis adoma, shle som chalkeinu kohem gelein chalameinu. Four things. So he explains that in four areas we're different than the Ummah Sa'ilam. There's four special things that we have, what Ummah Sa'ilam haven't got. Ummah Mela, that's what we praise the Rabbanjum about, that we're different than the Ummah Sa'ilam. We're elevated from the Ummah Sa'ilam. There's four areas that we're different. We have a neshama. Goyim haven't got a neshama. Even if they've got some form of a neshama, it's not the same type as neshama that the Yid has. It's an interesting stick of a stipler in one of his letters. The stipler of the ganze Maroche, the Hagam Chazal tell us that Chassidu Ummah Sa'ilam have got a Chilat Leilam Abba. It's not the same Leilam Abba that we've got. And they give it a ganze Kanoz that the Goyim haven't got, even Chassidu Ummah Sa'ilam haven't got the same Leilam Abba that we've got. So what is bothering me? What's getting on? We're losing my Leilam Abba because the Goyim also got a Leilam Abba. Can you forgive us as Chassidu Ummah Sa'ilam should have proper Leilam Abba? But I answer canoes. There's no such thing as that. Goyim haven't got the same Leilam Abba that we've got. But he chapped shpeter. You know what pshat is? I say the yisod of Leilam Abba is that the neshama goes back to its makayir. The guf stays down here in this world, and the pasuk says in Keheles, "Baruch toshev likim asher nesana," and the guf stays down here. To say that we've got the same Leilam Abba them means that unzer makayir of the neshama is the same makayir as our neshamas. Das ist nicht das. Al neshomas chotzum tachas kisa ha-covid. Al neshomas achelik al-kam imau. The Goyim have got some form of neshoma, but that neshoma is achelik al-kam imau, they haven't got. Therefore, to say that they've got the same Olam Abba as us means that they've got the same, that the neshoma comes from the same Mekoyah as our Mekoyah. And that's achelik of the Avdona bin Yisrael Amim to realize that we've got a neshoma they haven't got. The main love shot is, and because of that, the Olam Abba is a different Olam Abba. Because the Olam Abba is the neshama goes back to its Mekoyah. So we've got a neshama they haven't got. Our neshama is chilek ha-mimal. That's point number one. Point number two is that we've got Torah and they haven't got Torah. Mishpotim b'al yidom, a guy is not allowed to learn Torah. We've got Torah and they haven't got Torah. They've got Hashem mitzvah neyach, but Torah they haven't got. We've got a chilek in Eretz Yisrael. Every ummah has got a country. And the country is under a sar that controls that country. Sashal Poras, Sashal Motai, Mitzrayim. Every ummah, every country has got a sar that's in charge of that particular country. Versteht sich, the Rabbeinu is Gevoyah on top of everything. Yon Tfilis says a Taich, what's Shat Melech Malchi Amlochim? It's like a 3-tier system. There's a Malochim down here in this world. The Sori Maila that control the Malochim. And then there's the Rabbein Shem that's on top of everything. That's Shat Melech Malchi Amlochim. Malochim down here in this world. Malchi Amlochim and the Sori Maila which control the Malochim down here in this world. And the Melech Malchi Amlochim, that's a superpower, the source of all energy, the source of everything that there is in the Bria. Every ummah has got a samu maila, and Klal Yisrael is on direct hashgacha of the Rabbein Shalem. Etz Yisrael is under the direct hashgacha of the Rabbein Shalem. Inei Hashem lekecha ba. Etz Yisrael is on direct hashgacha of the Rabbein Shalem, and Klal Yisrael is on direct hashgacha of the Rabbein Shalem. So we've got 4 points that we're different than the ummah Sa'ilah. And the Shama, we've got Teira, we've got Achilik, we've got Etz Yisrael, where Etz Yisrael is on direct hashgacha of the Rabbein Shalem. The Ramban is Marich and Parshat Chemos, Parshat Eikim among them. And we've got an as Klal Yisrael as an ummah one direct hashgacha of the Rabbein Shalom. Chelik Hashem Ami Yaakov Chev Nachlosev one direct hashgacha of the Rabbein Shalom. B'shas De'aflog of the Rabbein Shalom made the girl a 70 ummahs under 70 sorry Maila. Our chelik was under the chelik of the Rabbein Shalom. We fell the girl to the Rabbein Shalom. So he says he translates al dosip shat. It's marumas. Shalei osonik yigarotis asiyah refers to the neshama nefesh also b'choron. Shalei osonik yigarotis and even says the psalm Rosh Tevis. Shalei osonik yigarotis is the same. The Rosh Tevis of Shalei osonik yigarotis is the same gematria as the word neshama. refers to Torah. Torah says Atosha Sama Isha Sima Bafiem Tosim Lifnaim. We find the shames of Sima in the gates of Torah. Our chelik in the world is not like their chelik in the world. We've got it so on direct dash go from the branch of them. The Gairainu Chalam Mainam, our Gail, through Gail we fell under our Gail. Created a matzah that went direct Ashgoch of the Rabbi Inshalela. So he says that this, in Onfang Olein, and we start off straight away by saying, we've got a chi of Olein Lishabes and come and ask to praise the Rabbi Inshalem, that we've got four things that almost every Ram got. So when we're talking about being the Amanivcha means that's a special favored status. That we've got the status of Atav Chatonikul Amim. It's something which the Goyim try and contest. That we've lost that status. In Golus, we've lost that status. There's a famous Medrash, it's Negeta Sukkot, then it comes Yom Kippur, then there's a whole Dion, where the Mekatagim and the Sori Maila try to argue against the whole Peuch of Klal Yisrael. And we don't know who's won. Comes Sukkot, we take the Arba Minim, Nafdem Shtek, the Don Notzach, we've won. We take the Arba Minim as a sin, we've won. So the Netzivim Parashachim Moses Masbi, we're not talking about the din that there is on Yedu Yochid in Klal Yisrael. Every Yochid goes through a din. We're talking about the status of Klal Yisrael, that the Umas Oilam, the Mekatkim, Sori Maila, try and tie into the righteous of Klal Yisrael, have lost that. They don't act the way they should act. Umamela, they've lost that status. So Avdeim, Zot the Rabbi Nishalaylam, the Rabbi Nishalaylam made the Shvur, Be'etzim, it's like Mon Gittin, that the Rabbi Nishalaylam will never swap over Klal Yisrael, and we might be in Golus, and when Hester Bonim, or we've still got the direct, we're still the Amanivchat of the Rabbi Nishalaylam. We're his children, with the Amanivcha. We take the Lulav, the Abba Minim, in Bal Sedayim at the Chidor, that the Abba Minim under direct. Everything in the Bria is under Sori Maila, as we just said, but there's four Minim, as they break to say Dayim, and Chidor quotes it from Kadmainim, that these four Minim are direct Ashgoch of the Rabbi Inshalayim. So when we take these four Minim, it's the Chidor uses a losh that's like Shavit Shmelech, like the king's scepter. It's a king's personal keli. So only children of the Melech are allowed to use it. The fact that we take the Abba Minim and we say Halal Vaidot to the Rabbi with his Abba Minim, this is the simon that was Bonav Shel Melech, that's the Didom Notzach. Al Kaponim, that's the Atav Chatonim Kol Amim. O Havto Yisonu, says the Sikh Yitzchak Chazoy, that there's a reference here to the three Yomim Tovim. Hagam, we say this Nusach in all Yomim Tovim. Atav Chatonim, the Bechira, the creation that we became the Amanivcha that was Pesach. Or have to his sons referring to Torah, Avarabba Ton Hashem Likeinu, Eivam Yisoev, Avoschal Tosmen Lelomim, that we've got Torah, that we've been given Torah, that so have to his son, you've loved us, that you've gave us as a gewaltig maton of Torah. That's why we make Bichsatay every day, to thank the Rabbi Hashem for the special force that we've got Torah. It's part of a have to his son. Rotzisabon refers to Sukkot. Why? Ritzi is after you've fallen out with someone and you've appeased him. That's the Loshen Ritzi. Pius, Ritzi. After Chet Egel, Kumna Yom Kippur, Salati Kedvarecha, the Rabbi Shem gave us Ayontev, Ananiakovid, Mishkan. We were promised the Mishkan after Yom Kippur. That's a getter for Rotzisabonu. So Atva Chatonu, after his son is Torah, Rotzisabonu, the whole Kirch of Tshuva. That's one of the Mahalchim, why we make a special Zeich of Anan Yaakovit. There's a drosh of Maram Chaviv. What about Be'er? What about Lamon? Why do you make Anan Yaakovit? Because Anan Yaakovit shows the Kirch of Tshuva. So you do Hashem the Go, Hashem the Gro, that after Chet Egel, Anan Yaakovit disappeared and it came back. It came back after Yom Kippur. So we see the Kirch of Tshuva. It's all part of Ratzisa Bonu. That the Kirch of Tshuva, that you liked us, that you want us again, and you're pleased with us again. And we got things that we didn't have earlier. We didn't have Mishkan before, and we were given Mishkan after. So Ratzisa Bonu. V'reim Amtonu Kalash Shainis, you elevated us. Torah is Megadaltim Ramamta Kolamaisim. The Lashon Rashi in Pesachim, that Rabbi Yosef said, He used to bring an egg tilts on Shavuos. I became elevated. Torah makes me a different type of person. It's not just limud atayr, it's not just that we've got halachas, the geshmak is sugya. Tayr is supposed to elevate us, tayr transforms us, and tayr makes that under some mention. When gedaltum romantum kalamais, when romantum kalal shaynitz. Then we've kitashton mitzvisecha. We've been given mitzvahs. Aber not stam mitzvahs. Mitzvah is makarvas to the rabbin shalim. Mitzvah creates kedusha. In Abchaim Balozhin state, Nefesh HaChaim, that when a person wants to do a mitzvah, a ruach mimorim comes down and surrounds the person. It's as if then he's in Gan Eden. He lives in an atmosphere of Gan Eden, and that pushes him to carry on the mitzvah. And that's the beginning of mitzvah gerus mitzvah. I read out a couple of lines of Chaim Balozhin. May Eish, he says, Takel legabe kiddushton mitzvah secha. Sagot sha'alef, Nefesh Chaim sha'alef, in the middle of Peik Vov, Nagor. V'zeh she'tikno kiddushton mitzvah secha, May Eish she'oile al rayin ha'odam lasas mitzvah, when a person's got an idea, I want to do a shtakam, I want to do a mitzvah, Nasari shumele meile in the sh'oye sh'o'elyen, and it's veta oye makif, that's makiv the person. Kedusha liyini chayfefes olav v'seyveves oisei ezen hainten gan Eden. And that pushes him to finish, to fioist the mitzvah l'maisa and the mitzvah gerus mitzvah. Chas sholom taveh v'teich tazei. It says, yas ois odin v'chai bohem, v'chai b'seich ha-mamash, m'suv v'ov v'tush sa-mitzvah, m'ukav me'avir et gan Eden. Kedashtom mitzvah secha. Leider, we don't always feel it. We do mitzvahs the whole day, we don't always feel the end of the day, we should feel totally different after doing so many mitzvahs. The Teretz is, datim to malev, the sib is why we don't feel it. Of al kuponim, that's a chedik of the shevach veidah that we give the Rabbein Shalom. Not just you've given us mitzvahs, and through mitzvahs we become you avodim. There's a posuk in Kisovai, where I always call it the two-way contact in Klal Yisrael and the Rabbein Shalom. Hashem hamarta yoyim, that you designated, different types in the word hamarta, it's loshen efrashta, it's loshen shevach, you designate, yis l'chol l'kim, l'chtoch l'shmei kol mitzvah, to keep all his mitzvahs. Then the next verse says, Hashem hamircha yoyim, the Rabbein Shem designated Klal Yisrael, the Rabbein Shem made the shvu is mafish Klal Yisrael, and it says again, Lishma come with Tzvaisav, to keep his mitzvahs. The Ramban, Sipun, Chaim HaKadosh Fregen, Shmiras HaMitzvahs is something that we thank the Rabban Shem for. And that's what we've got to do here. We're talking about what the Rabban Shem does to Klal Yisrael. So the Sipun is Lashem, V'nosel L'chol Gam Kei Maile, the Rabban Shem gave us a Maile, that through mitzvahs we can become close to the Rabban Shem. The Goyim won't give that. The Goyim won't give him that privilege. Can't say it too loud. Don't know where this is going to. But the Bahamas are going, we've got mitzvahs, we've got 613, they've got 7. So they've got less mitzvahs than us. It's a cholot b'yisod. Their mitzvahs have got nothing to do with Kedusha. In Chinuch, in the Hakdom of the Chinuch, Zot HaShaf HaLoshen, the Shem Mitzvah in the Neuch, Hivdil, in order, Kedei Lehavdil HaMen Abhemus. In order, the basic minimum of becoming a human being and not an animal, there's Shem Mitzvah. Shem Mitzvah has nothing to do with Kedusha. Lavdilum and Abhemus. The Shem Mitzvah, that's the basic minimum of Zayin HaMensh. Gilarai, Shvichas Domim, etc. That's Poshet Sam Stom Kedusha. It's not as Kavas to the Rain Shem Bichlal. It's basically to be a man, to be a human being. All Shem Mitzvah in the Neuach. You've got to believe in something. You've got to believe in something. There's Avodizor, Gilarai, Shvichas Domim, the basic minimum of Zayin HaMensh, but it's nothing to do with Kedusha, nothing to do with the Skavos to the Rabbein Shalom. Eiv Menachai always used to bother me. What's Eiv Menachai? So the Emes, I think there's a Shtikel Chinuch some that Eiv Menachai is in for Nachzorius. He's a Goy Ton Zayin Achzayich. There's a Rishen in the whole that goes with Tzuvin Chesed. Arai from Stoim. Stoim was destroyed because they didn't practice Chesed. Shtei Posen Yecheskel. So the Rishen in the Sanhedrin, a mouse bit a bone from Dora Hagam's not one of the Shem from the Nech. That's part of the basic minimum of being a human being. Achzorius. Achzorius on one side, Ches on the other side. It's Al Kaponim. The Maisa, we've got mitzvahs, and through the mitzvahs we become this character of Bainchem. Through mitzvahs, we're enveloping ourselves in Kedusha, Kedashton Mitzvah Secha. Bekiravtonim al kein lavidosecho al melech was makaravas. Lavidosecho, that we can do is avida. It's a privilege to do a mitzvah. It's a privilege to be an Eved Hashem. An Eved is a derogatory term. An Eved is an Eved. But now Eved, Eved, Eved to the Rabbin Shem is a Teik Oved, we're Ben Melech. The Keavtonim, our King of Asach, we thank the Rabbin Shem that the Rabbin Shem enabled us as we can do his Aved. There's another Teich, another Dram. Pashtus, you learn Keavtonim, our King of Asach, is mitzvahs. The Avodram, it's filled, we say three times a day. There we ask the Rabbi Shem to bring us close to his mitzvahs. He was saying praise that the Rabbi Shem had done that to us. We ask. So there's two pshatim. Either we should to do mitzvahs, or there's another pshat in Avodram is referring to tefillah. Since it's not a pshat in Avodram, it's a tefillah that should have a shaykh to tefillah. Korveinu malkin la'avisacha, bring me close to your avoida. Avoida is a tefillah. It's a bakosha of the shaykh to tefillah. You know what it means, tefillah? We can connect to the Rabbi Shalom. We can ask what we want. That we're close to the Rabbi Shalom to the tefillah. Tefillah brings us close to the Rabbi Shalom. We speak to the Rabbi Shalom. We speak in direct loshen. Tefillah helps us to connect to the Rabbi Shalom. So we're asking, very often we don't always find it so easy to daven. It's a avodram. It's a tefillah that should have a shaykh to tefillah. Here we're praising the Rabbi Shalom. So you can learn poshup shat kovin ma'kin la'avid yosecho that this kima mitzvahs. Or like the other pshat in avodram, the Rabbi Shalom gave us the keicha tefillah. You'd see it's mitzayim is based on tefillah, and any atzlocha that we need is based on tefillah. Those at the gates of Talmidim will probably still remember. Chaim LaRosh, Kavim Mitvilosha, Chaim Tak of Monday. Today is Monday. Kavim Mitvilosha, Tvila Avindish of a Leiv. In Bincha Yedavil Chom Leiv. Leitia Ke'eved, Shemosle Melocha Nichbedas Letivos of Chibla. Vechavim Vna Melech. We say that an Eved, the Odin gave him a melocha nechbed, a gewaltige melocha letivosa for his benefit. Through tefillah, we become close to the Rabbi Shem. It's a chizuk in the munu b'tochen tefillah. Tefillah shows achnot to the Rabbi Shem. There's battles to the Rabbi Shem. We tell him the Rabbi Shem. Tefillah is a shmuz fazich. But according to the Avodram, it's one of the things that we thank the Rabbi Shem for. We think we're doing the Rabbi Shem at table. We come to daven. Posuk says, "Vani borif chastchov v'secha." Boruch Hashem, you gave with agvalti chesed. We know ourselves what we've been through in the last 6 months. We haven't always been able to come to shul to daven. So made me known here, there, and everywhere. Boruch Hashem, we've davened. But it's a schus to be able to come to Beis Medrash to daven, to Beis Hakness to daven. It's a schus to have a shaykh to tefillah. So we're thanking the Rabbi Shem that the Rabbi Shem gave us the keicha tefillah of keicha tonma kein lavid yosecho. Either it's the skarvus of mitzvahs, which we've already mentioned, keicha tonma mitzvah secho, like the avodram, there's a new nekuda over here of that the schus of tefillah, that we can daven, and the Rabbi Shem listens to our tefillahs, and we get through tefillah. And even when the Rabbi Shem doesn't answer our tefillahs, but the actual fact that we daven to the Rabbi Shem, we become closer to the Rabbi Shalom, puts on a different footing in answering, which is something special for Klal Yisrael. And the last thing is, V'shimcha HaGod V'HaKodesh Elein Karosa. Your holy name, your great name is on us. We call Hashem Elikei Yisrael. First of all, it's a gewaltig machai for us, we've got to behave. If we're the ambassadors of the Rabbi Shalom, then whatever we do, and that's what we often think to ourselves, oh, they're going to do the Tainus. When we do something, they've always got Tainus to us, and do something wrong. They're going to do that the whole time, they do much worse than us. The emphasis is that for us, it's Taka, it's expected different behavior. We're Ben Melochim, and we're an Eved of the Rabbi Shalom, we represent V'shimu HaGod V'HaKodesh Elein Karosa, it's Taka Machayev, that Ha'ul Hanhoge V'Nol L'Chaveim V'Nol L'Amokya should be totally different. But here we're praising the Rabbi Nishalala. We're not just saying what it's machayev us. What's the praise of Shema HaGod V'HaKodesh Elein Karosa? Mitzug Kum Letzens of Yom Kippur, Mitzug Kum Nanai Taich, Shema HaGod V'HaKodesh Elein Karosa. Moshe Rabbeinu davened Kseida. We Whenever Klai saw it's Chet Egel, Chet Amraglim, we find Psukim in Novin Yecheskel, we ask Leman Shmoy, the Rabban Shem, baby girl of name Leman Shmoy Be'ava. So normally we talk about the fact that Zechil Hashem Klai saw in Golis. That's a Poshup Shat. There's a Chatel in Bissi Shein Rash Tzeis Metzman Lein Ne'agoyim. The Rabban took us out Lein Ne'agoyim, that later on, the Ramban in Mechukesa, that later on, whenever there should be never should be in Golas, we can tine like Moshe Rabbeinu tine the Chet Egel, the Chet Amraglim. It's because Achil Hashem. Everyone saw that with Am Hashem, and you're not looking after us. You've forsaken us. Obviously, da made the Shtik Ramban Nazinu. It's Mitzukim Deyo. Shtik Ramban Nazinu. The Ramban says Nazinu Pshatazei. The Bem is Tachlis Habriya. Is that there should be people that are Maki the Rabbein Shem. That's the whole Yisod of Malchus Rishona, that there should be that people should be Maki the Rabbein Shem. The Ramban uses a lotion. What does the Rabbein Shem want of us? I've had about Kima Mitzvahs, but the main purpose is Ramban Sopash's boy, and he says it Bekitzan Azinu, in Kil Chofetz Betachtoinim, the Rabbein didn't have any other Kavonim, the Yitzira of this world. That we should be Maki the Rabban Shem and Noidel of Shabron and thanking that we created. That means that there should be an Ummah that accepts the Rabban Shem and is Mefasim Kveit Shemaim and lives with Kveit Shemaim. That's Tachas Habriya. If the Rabban Shem, the only Ummah that represents the Rabban Shem that we see Kveit Shemaim is through Klal Yisod. In Mimele Zotman Azay, the Rabban Shem says, as the Ramban discussed in Pashta Zinon, the Posek Ashpisa Menish Zichron, if the Rabban Shem is going to destroy Klal Yisod for the Averis, then there'll be no one left in the Bria that's Maki the Rabban Shem. There's no Tachas Bria. So it's Vet Botel Hul Kavona in the Bria. So Zot the Ramban, and we're the Ummah that even Klal Yisod b'shvalam abjeg, we read Sadeus, but at the end of the day, we still daven, we still keep mitzvahs, and we're the ones that keep the flag flying, so to speak. I said, I'll pay it off and belt. And we try and act in that way. That is Bem Samoedek, is Chusfa Klal Yisod. The actual fact that Shimcha Agodva Kodesh Elin Karosa gives us a Chuskiyum. In all Zmanim and all Matzom, we can damn to the bench, and we're the ones that show the way in the world, we're the ones that make the Rabbein Shalaylam. Is a Pasei, B'Shimcha Agodva Kodesh Elin Karosa, Avadim Mitzad Echot Zagvaltik Mechaev, Mitzad Sheini, the fact that Shimcha Agodva Elin Karosa, everyone looks at us, that we're the Am Hashem, that gives us a Chuskiyum in all Zmanim and Golas. Is the fact that Shimcha Agodva Kodesh Elin Karosa. Kumtayis, as Be'etzim, if one thinks into it, in the whole Nusach of Atav Chatonu, it's like Gewaltige Tefillah, the seven phrases here, the Bechir of Klal Yisoel, the Ava of the Rabbein Shem to us, they gave us Torah, the fact that the Koyach HaTshuva, and the fact that after Rotzisa Bon, the Rabbein Shem was happy with us, he gave us Mishkan, what Torah does to us, what mitzvahs do to us, the fact that we are Avdei Hashem, and we've got the special schus of being Avdei Hashem, or if you learn that of the Kev Tom Makin Avdei Yosech is referring to Tefillah, and the fact that we Shimcha Agod Aleinu Karosa we represent, so on one hand, Samachayim and Satsheni, gives us a Galtia schus kium, the fact that we're the Ummah. There's another Nekuda. Rabbi Akvenden says, in his Siddur, and he makes a shvua, he's up to Alosha Chenafshi, that the kium of Klal Yisrael in Golas is a greater nest than the nest of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Rabbi Akvem, the Chenafshi, so it seems like a one-off thing of the kium of Klal Yisrael in Golas, we're persecuted, we're different than them, and they know that we're different, and we may put a point of being different than them. Av Adam Tonash Oshtech and the Goyim Anoigim. Of the Maisa, everyone realizes we're Yidden, and if we Yidens, Eipazei, and Be'emes, the Goyim have tried all different methods, Baruch Nisa V'Gashmiz, to try and destroy us, and we're still here. V'Shimcha Agodla Nikarosa is Be'emes HaShevach to the Rabbein Shalim, that the Rabbein Shalim has looked after Klal Yisrael, and we represent the Rabbein Shalim with ambassadors of the Rabbein Shalim, the Schuskiyam of Klal Yisrael in Golas, the Samoedi Kenes, the Svetagvalt Kiddush Hashem, what the Rabbein Shem is doing to us, the fact that we're still alive and we're still around. is that's two different bechinas of Shema Hakadosh and Krosa. So when we daven Yom, when we daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when we daven Yom Tov, when it's Chol Hamoed and Musaf, realizing that Atzvah Chazon is one of the classical Nigunim, classical things that we sing on Yom Tov, Asudas Yom Tov, to realize what that Chatan, how grateful we have to be, and the way of showing our gratitude is by Kiyum HaTorah Mitzvahs, by Limud HaTorah, starting off the Torah way. So during the day, one also tries to learn a bit. The Siyach Chalamayd, a lot of other activities have been curtailed. Some space of shavers, others medsites, and then showing our Ava to the Rabbein Shalalam. If we reciprocate the Ava and we show our Ava to the Rabbein Shalalam through Kiyum HaMitzvahs, Ahidu Mitzvah, whether it's Abba Minim, whether it's in Limud Atayla, that going the doing the extra bit of learning to show the Ava, then the Rabbi Shem will shower his Ava on us, and will be Zeicha, to weile everything is in Hester, the Shem HaGol Aleinu Karosa, we meet Hashem, bald Zeicha sein, nach der Yop, the Sukkot of Yosan, and we should be Zeicha, the ganze Galus Kvot Shemaim, where the whole world will be Makir, Shem HaGol Aleinu Karosa. Good morning.